This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It is Tuesday, August 11th. The timber fire in Big Sur has burned 2,000 acres, with four zones now evacuated. KAZU's Aaron Malsbury has more.
CAL FIRE Battalion Chief Josh Silvera says the steep, rugged terrain of Big Sur makes it challenging to get fires under control.
The topography is one challenge. Another challenge is the weather.
The warm, dry winds aren't letting up at night, conditions the National Weather Service predicts will continue for the next several days.
They don't see any kind of reprieve in sight.
About 300 firefighters are on the ground, with assistance from helicopters and planes. Highway 1 is still open, but Silvera asks that people enjoying car week look for alternate routes.
Just give our crews that are working down there on the highway some space so they can work safely.
Mandatory evacuation orders are in place near the Henry Miller Memorial Library. Updates are on readymontereycounty.org and the Monterey County Sheriff's Office social media. Aaron Malsbury, KAZU News.
Central Coast leaders continue to oppose offshore oil drilling. Several gathered at the Monterey Bay Aquarium yesterday to reject the latest proposal. Democratic Congressman Jimmy Panetta says the new plan could open protected areas.
This was made clear by their five-year leasing plan to open up previously protected waters off of Alaska, off of the Gulf, off of the Atlantic, and yes, off of the Pacific, including what we see behind us.
Monterey Bay Aquarium CEO Jenny Gray says protecting the ocean means understanding the life beneath its surface.
It's that moment where you put your head under the water, where suddenly you see how much life is under this water. It's really hard when you just look at the surface to understand the complexity and beauty of what lives right here.
Local leaders are preparing for the next public comment period on the proposal. That's all for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.